Jeff and Linda Hoppe. Let's give them a nice round, warm of applause. Did you go shopping, Linda?
You would be so shocked.
Jeffrey, did you go shopping?
You know, not much, actually. You know, we saw a lot of beautiful things, but we were so tied up with taking in the sights and the sounds that we actually didn't do much shopping. A few little trinkets, but that's it.
We bought very little, but I will share what happened for me. I got the memo, and St. Germain said, you know, get your act together, get your outfits together. And so when we were in France and Rome, I was a very clear observer. I was paid at one time in my life to actually do that, to observe what's coming, what's important, what's appropriate. And so I watched and I watched, and I also watched at how much the dollar sucks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and so then we came home, and I had an errand, and something had happened that it wasn't canceled, and so I had to end up at the mall. And so I just ran into Macy's just thinking, oh, no big deal. And I had such a field day at Macy's that...
In Rome?
Oh, no. I took what I observed in Rome and then brought it to... Said, what do I notice that kind of is in cooperation with that at Macy's? And I ended up with such an armload that they offered to assist me to my car.
Oh.
And now...
This is the first time I'm hearing about this, by the way.
Well, that doesn't mean it all comes in the house in one trip. And... Hello.
So if you keep it in your car for 3 months and then I say, is that a new outfit? And you say, no, I've had it forever. That works.
And I got to tell you, if you have any money to just twitter away, you really should go to Macy's. And I am telling you.
Are you being, like, this is, what do they call it, product
no,
insert?
No, it was like St. Germain was laughing, going, ha, 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 come on, go. Literally, I would look at something, and they would say, okay, it's on sale, it's half price. And then they'd say, oh, yeah, and it's another 20% off today. And if you use your Macy's card, another 20% off. It's like, why don't you just pay me to take it?
So what you're really saying here is that even though we were just in France and Rome, that you do your shopping at Macy's.
I'm not kidding. This is such a big joke. I felt like Saint Germain was smiling at me the whole way. And I wasn't paying attention to the sale. I just happened to be there in my lap. There was literally this shirt that I wanted. And it was just a kind of a, you know, a woven shirt. And it was $70. And I thought, I never pay that kind of money just for a woven, little woven shirt. But, you know, I really wanted, screw it. So, you know. You know, I threw it over my arm, and literally, when I went to the checkout, I said, just tell me how much all this stuff is going. I'm really excited. Let me finish. And it was...
and what was the clue?
I went to the checkout with this stupid shirt, this $70 shirt, and so I said, well, just tell me what I'm paying for this stuff, because I'm just like, yeah, I'm getting higher and higher. And this stupid shirt that I thought was $70, she said, oh... You know, there's no sign on it, and it's not marked, but she said, that shirt's only, that the shirt was $11.
So there's got to be...
St. Germain was like, you go, girl. You buy. But there, stimulate the economy.
This is guy logic, but I'm trying to make it work, but what's the spiritual lesson in this? I'm trying to connect the dots. Synchronicity, okay.
Being present.
Being in and shopping.
Make choices.
With Adamus.
Know that you're supported and take Saint Germain with you.
With you when you shop. Anyway, thank you for that. And by the way, Linda's car is out front at the break. You can go.
And it's locked.
You can go peek through the windows. Oh my God.
Saint Germain.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there looking.
Saint Germain. Well, I've already hidden it from you. Saint Germain. Too late. He said, show up a little bit more dressed up. Show up, you know, together.
I'm trying. We're getting there. You look great. You look great. Yeah. Wow. Ooh, let's see those. Can we get a Roy Cam of those shoes? Look at that. Wow. And her shoes are so precious. She actually has a new stool to put her feet on during the channel. You know, I looked over last month, and she had this rickety old chair and putting her feet up on that because now
short.
We got a new stool. So what you're saying is life is good.
Life is
life
good.
Life is good. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Reading. Life is good. Life is good.
Thank you
life
for sharing. Good to see everybody today. Looks like we have a full house. Woe
in
to
purple.
Those.
By purple. It was everywhere in Europe.
It was.
By purple.
Purple. Yeah. I mean, we got some purples here today.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got a full house today. Woe to those who show up late, you know, the ones who just come after our little talk
chit
here. They
chat,
come just for the channel.
Sharing.
Not that we notice, but we do. won't be a place to sit. As David mentioned, it is a beautiful day for all those who are listening in online. You see everybody here, all the Chambra here at Coal Creek Hall. And you're probably thinking, well, this is high in the Colorado Rocky Mountains. It's got to be a blizzard out there.
There was last week, 40 inches.
We had that last week.
Last week.
The snow up here was about 44 inches officially, about that high. And it's gone now. It is a picture-perfect day out there. I don't know if we can get a camera out at the break or something, run outside. Are we that
it's like
sophisticated?
A summer day. It is like a summer day. It's
yeah, it
gorgeous.
Is. It is beautiful. Maybe a shot of, you know, Chambra out in the deck there. Who would think that it's September? It's probably, I would say, November.
Yeah, it's not. Nobody would think it's September.
You know, no wonder I missed that radio interview the other night.
Yeah, I
have no idea what month it is.
It's been a weird month. Come on.
It is
has
a
it
weird
not
month.
Been a
yeah.
weird month? Just kind of all over
not
the
bad.
Place. I showed up to a doctor's appointment. They said, oh, yeah, glad you could be here. You're a day early, though.
Anyways, it was a weird, not a bad month, just
no,
a
just
different
odd.
Month. Everything is changing.
Yeah.
And the one nice thing is that as crazy as it gets out there, I mean, the world is turning. Spinning.
That's a TV show.
I know. My favorite. No matter how crazy it is, in here, just for this once a month, when we get together for these few precious hours, join together with everybody on the internet who is tuning in right now from all over the world, this is truly a safe space. And this is the place where we can really take a deep breath and relax and have that common energy with each other. Really take a few minutes to just stop worrying about things, stop planning things, and just absolutely be. So it's an incredible opportunity. I did a very, very rough count this morning, but this is about our 125th Shoud, monthly Shoud, not including all of the schools and the workshops and the channels, but the Shouds from here, about 125 over the years.
You know, in one breath, that's hard to imagine, and yet in another, I do remember us sitting over there on the fireplace in lawn chairs.
We did. We had
with people in a little circle.
We had the little plastic lawn chairs up on the fireplace, and we had I had maybe 20 chairs in a semicircle back at the time. That was our stage over there.
Yeah.
Look how far we've come, about 25 feet. And we have a curtain now, and we lost our stage, but life is good. And I think we've been doing the webcast, starting with audio, for probably 7 or 8 years, somewhere in there. I don't remember.
Mr. Gaderka might, because it started all that day. He came up to me and said, could you use some help?
And notice John is trying to crawl
fix
out to her right
now. Yeah.
Anyway, we'd like to welcome everyone that's here. You know, I don't want to say I'm surprised, but I'm interested in what's going on. So we got a full house, maybe because the weather's nice. You know, does it have anything to do with Adamus up walking and talking?
Nah.
Yeah? Is that a little bit more entertaining?
Is
or,
it?
Or nervous?
Really?
And, you know, I'm doing a little check here to see who's sitting on the aisles today. But, yeah, I see you're over there. So, anyway, it'll be interesting to see what happens today. We have Chambra from all over the
yes,
world that
do.
Are listening in, and quite a few guests today, people that have come from outside of Colorado. So Linda's going to read the list and see who's here.
Okay, based on our registration, we have Kathy Archer from San Diego, California.
What's your pakawa? That's the theme today of the slides.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, are they going to do anything quicky or snazzy or
no,
fancy?
No, 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 no. We have enough technical things going on.
Okay. Okay. All right. Then is Kathy here? Kathy Archer? Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you doing? Where are you from?
San Diego.
San Diego. Oh, okay.
Ah. Ah.
So you're back here now? Wonderful.
Okay.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Joshua Cove recently moved to the U.S. from Israel. Where are you, Joshua?
Joshua, right in the front. Good to see you.
Thank
you. Joshua, where are you living now here in Colorado, or here in the U.S.?
In Boulder.
In Boulder? Oh, great. Great. Boulder is a wonderful place. Wow, they say it's 28 square miles surrounded by reality.
And that's no.
Love Boulder. It's just.
And it's an incredibly famous college campus for all their pushing the limits and making things happen.
Yeah.
And that's an understatement. Chandra Johnson from Arlington Heights, Illinois.
Hi, good to see
Hi,
you.
Chandra, glad you could make it back.
Nice to see you again. You moved here?
Really?
You know,
wow.
Hey, just a second here. We should go into real estate.
Chandra Real Estate. Okay.
Linda and I could live just about anywhere. I love it here. I absolutely love Colorado. Yeah. Great. Nice. You'll be here every week, too. The rest of us aren't going to be, but you thank you. Glad you're here.
Elizabeth Colburn is visiting from Abiquiu. Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
And look how snazzy
nice
she is.
Look. Ooh. Wow. Look Ooh. At that. Wow.
Ellie Maxfield's here from Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Hi, Ellie. Good to see you again.
Lori Mayer's here from Puyallup, Washington. Whatever.
Good to see you.
How do you say it?
Puella. It sounds like the Pakawa.
Yeah, no, it sounds like something my dad would threaten to do.
Yeah.
Ah, oh. Thank you.
What is it near?
Tacoma, Seattle.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Brenda Morgan from Arkansas. Brenda, are you here?
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. Welcome.
Good to see you.
Brenda, we have you have a guest here, but no name for your guest.
Yes. Anonymous. Right.
Anonymous.
We'll just call you the big A. Anonymous. You know.
Ha, 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 ha.
She's going to talk to me about that one later. She's going to go, yeah, you were okay today, but, you know, some stupid things. So.
Well, I did my shopping rants and whatever. Okay. We're even now. Okay.
You know, you can't be good all the time. Yeah. It's hard to be good even some of the time. So, okay.
You're good some of the time.
Hey, list.
Doris Miller, Copper Hill, Virginia. Where are you, Doris? Nope. Did Doris not make it? Okay. Oops, somebody will take your seat. Tamara O'Connell from Crofton, Maryland. Hi, Tamara.
Hi, Tamara. Good to see you.
Welcome.
Glad you're here.
Julie Osa from Casper, Wyoming. Julie, where are you?
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Julie. Glad you could be here.
Have you, just out of curiosity, have you lived in Casper for a long time? All your life? Oh. I've been through Casper. It's just kind of... Been through, yeah. I know I like it, but it's just, good place to hike.
And Danny Waters from Hay Springs, Nebraska. Hi, Danny.
Hey, good to see you.
That's it.
Susan Lyman.
She's not on my list.
Santa Fe, Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Yeah, good to see you.
Oh, all right, and also. Also, Annie Fraquois from Canada. Hi, Annie.
Annie, I didn't even see you.
Yeah.
You're right there.
Yeah.
How did you get here?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, hello.
I didn't even see you today. We were getting ready.
Very discreet.
Yeah. And does Gabriella deserve kind of a mention for half?
Of course.
You know.
And Gabriella.
Go ahead, stand up, Gabriella.
Hello, Gabriella. She sort of bihabitates.
Bilocates, yes.
Bilocates, yeah.
Something or other. Anyway. Yeah. Let's take a deep breath.
I don't even think of her as from out of town anymore because she's so close.
She's a world traveler. Mexico City, Evergreen, Colorado.
She is, and more.
And more.
Anyone? Oh, well, you know, okay, did the bilocating count? Because bilocating counts, then we have Patricia Aberdeen and Alain Balea.
That's true. Yeah, Boston, Boulder.
Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get into the slides, and I have to prep this by saying that normally Gene goes through all the transcripts of the previous show, Gene Tinder, back behind the equipment there, and she had a difficult time this month. I had a difficult time, and Linda also reading them. When it was Tobias, you know, it was just this hour or hour and 20-minute kind of delivery. And there wasn't any talking to anybody else. It was real easy to grab snippets and say, here's what Tobias said. But with Adamus walking around, it was conversations with people. It was bouncing back and forth. I mean, good material, but it was very hard to kind of pull in a bunch of quotes. So we only have a few, but they're pretty powerful.
I do want to say something, though.
Yes.
I think that when I experienced the meeting, I felt it. And then it's been in a pretty weird month ever since. And I wouldn't say bad, but I would say different energies, different awarenesses, different experiences.
Sweetie, you weren't at home the whole month. You were in France and Rome. You were on airplanes. You were sleeping in strange hotel rooms. The one in Rome was really strange.
We're out of town every month.
Oh, that's true. All right. It was a strange month.
It was a very strange month.
Well, let's see what Adamus had to say in Shoud 2 of the Master Series. You want to see that slide again? I'm going to show it. I'm going to show you again because it took a while to. Now, this was the previous slide. Okay, and that's pretty cool. As slides go, this slide, though, I mean, Adamus would be proud. Wow. Okay. Thank you for indulging me. Okay, last month. We won't show that again. We got a lot to cover. Go ahead. Adamus said.
Occasionally, we have a lot of dark energies and entities trying to cause disturbance. Today, there's almost no disturbance in here. They're staying at a distance because there are elephants and panthers and hawks and tigers and a few snakes, one turtle, and all of these other pakawas. When one of these dark entities feels your pakawa, it sets a very clear message. Don't mess with this person. When your pakawa is here, it sets up a beautiful energy. It's not a barrier or a wall. It's not a shield. It's just this part of you saying, I am sovereign. I'm a sovereign being, so go somewhere else.
So Adamus wasn't talking about being at the zoo. He was talking about being right here last month. Normally, there's a lot of interesting energies floating through the room during the gathering, or even if you're at home listening. We get to kind of a high vibration, very radiant state of being, kind of very open. It attracts a lot of entities, the ones who are the guests who are invited from the other side, of course, and then entities who are just kind of wandering or confused, some that have very dark agendas or whatever. He said last month, because we've been working with our pakawas, if you remember, that's our kind of our totem creation, he said that some of these confused entities are much less likely to linger around. Because they see that we're conscious, we're aware of the other dimensions, not just the one that we're standing in here right now. And they're aware that we now know how to start managing our energy through the pakawa. So it was, as you know, he walked around the room, asked everybody if they did their homework and working with this. And I hope everybody really does. He's talked about the pakawas in some of the workshops that we've done since then, and I know he's going to talk about it today also. But there is such a beauty in being able to create an aspect of yourself consciously in an animal form, not a human form, so we don't get all the human junk mixed up with it, where it's an extension of us that serves us in a lot of different ways, works interdimensionally, multidimensionally. And when the other entities kind of see this, they're, you know, it's like having a house with a security camera or something. Burglars are more likely to go to another house. And not that we're operating in fear, but we're with a pakawa out there, even if it's a turtle, it's saying, you know, don't mess with me. Just don't mess with me. So it's pretty profound. And I hope everybody here is working with their pakawa. Working right now means just making that connection with the pakawa, understanding it's part of you, but you're now consciously creating that energy and consciously allowing it and managing it.
I was surprised. I realized how much I liked the pakawa thing, and I kept thinking, I was wondering, why pakawa? Why does this work? How is it that this works? And it was so beautiful to realize that if you stop and think about it or consider, I know you're not supposed to use the word think, but if you feel into it, at the end of the day, as humans, there's so much that we limit ourselves with, things we don't believe in about ourselves, things we don't think we can do. But when we were asked to pick this animal and that this animal could do things that had nothing to do with what we think we can or cannot do, how amazing that we create something that's an extension of us that can do something we don't necessarily perceive we can do ourselves. I'm thinking, holy shit, holy smoke.
Can you tell, do you want to share what your pakawa is?
Well, it's real easy, and when he started this, and when I was reading through the material again, and also allowing that we can allow these pakawas to change, I got it. Yeah, mine's an eagle.
And that's cool. Did you take it shopping?
Oh, yeah. He was... No, you know, I know right away when it was picked, I know what it did for me, and it did something that I thought I could use support from. And I realized that Saint Germain's really a genius.
Yeah, well,
I mean, it's
I'd suck up too if I were you with that.
No, it's true. I mean, really, you picked it. You picked everybody picked something that would do
brilliant.
Something for us that we believe, we feel that we need support with, that we don't necessarily believe we as humans can do it ourselves. What a perfect creation!
It's really cool. And I know we're going to do a lot of work with that. By the way, you mentioned before we're not supposed to think. It's not actually that. It's about we're expanding our what was normally our structure of mental activity. So it's not to say you don't think, but it's combining the feeling with the thinking, expanding it, and coming up with a new word maybe to replace, you know, feeling and thinking. We call it thinking. Okay, let's go on to the next slide. Okay. you know, it must have been that coffee David gave me before. I don't know.
Cute.
Cute, right? I'm going to get the talk later.
No, really. You have your right to share, and we all need a little laugh here and there. I know I do.
Yeah, but there's one thing, laughing with me or laughing at me.
We're laughing with you.
Thank you.
We really are.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, with some of the, you know, there's a lot going on, and I'm going to say this again, every now and then somebody will send something in saying, what's the deal with funny? What's the deal with ha, ha, ha? And my truth is, my reality is that the journey is big, and the journey demands a lot. And it's important to try to find the humor in it, to see the lightness of it, to move forward. I need that lightness in my life, and I hope all of you can find a space for the lightness of it. And, you know, no, it's not irreverent. It's just trying to, allowing ourselves to just laugh at how hard.
Laughter is sacred.
I'm sorry, it is.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
is. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. History is an absolute illusion. That's not what my fourth grade teachers thought. It's just one perspective. History is a grand illusion that people buy into because something was written on a piece of paper. This is the way it was. Today we're going to go back and open up some doors. Before we do, I want to make it very clear.
If you're not comfortable with this exercise, don't do it. We're going to go back, and the purpose of going back is to understand that what happened to you in the past isn't the whole story. It's only part of the story.
You know, it's kind of interesting after Adamus talked about this and the fact that we were in south of France and particularly Rome, where you can see the material part of history. You see where
the layers.
The pre-Romans and then the Romans and then the Christians and then the contemporary church, all in layers. And you can literally see where they just built one church or temple right on top of the other. They didn't go out and find a new space. They said, hey, this is a pretty good temple. We'll just take over and build on top of it. So it was interesting also in thinking a lot of things I learned in history or in Catholic catechism and then being right there
when
in Rome.
When did you go to Catholic catechism?
I had to go for 7 years.
How often did you show up?
Every Saturday morning while the rest of the world was watching cartoons. I was in catechism with the nuns, yeah. That was, yeah. And the ruler, yeah. But anyway, it was interesting to see and,
is that a wound
and
you need to
read
heal?
A lot about the history. Wasn't exactly like I learned in history school or in certain American textbooks. And Adamus's point here is really good. History is, you know, generally what somebody wrote down, whoever got to it first. But there's so many more aspects, including our own history. You think that certain things happened 10 years ago or when you were a kid. Let's say that you had a traumatic experience or experiences when you were younger. You even document that as your own history. And when you get together with family members or friends and you tell the history. But Adamus is saying here, hang on a second. That's only part of the story. The unactualized potentials, the things that didn't happen or that you didn't choose are still as much a part of your history as what you actually manifested and walked through. And he said, now let's go back and unlock those. Let's go back and bring all that energy of those potentials forward. It's kind of interesting because, A, it provides a new perspective. Like, wow, you know, at the same time, you know, something bad happened, something good happened. So it kind of balances itself out in a way. It also provides a wonderful healing, or maybe a better word is release. Because we get locked into saying, you know, when I was 7 years old, you know, something happened, boom, that energy gets stuck, and we carry it forward with us. It's locked into that belief about what happened. But when we go back and open up those potentials, allow all the energy to join us now, it provides an interesting type of healing or energy release. Adamus said, if you don't want to do this exercise, fine, because it is going into your past, and it's opening doors that have been shut for a long time. If you didn't do it last month, if you felt nervous about it, at some point when you're comfortable, it's a wonderful experience to go through. And you don't just do it once, like at the channel. I've been doing it throughout the month.
Well, that explains a lot.
Exactly. Explains a lot. But it's a wonderful thing to go through, and it's realizing it's not just the way we think it happened. There's a lot of different aspects to reality. In a way, Adamus, I've noticed in the last couple of shouts and in the workshops we've done, is really twisting our minds, and that's a good thing, really causing us to rethink the nature of reality.
Actually,
yes.
I like it. It's even beyond that. That, in other words, he's just asking us to expand our understanding of the nature
exactly.
of reality.
Exactly. Well put.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Next slide.
Whoa. We're going back to open doors, because whether it's this lifetime or any other that you've ever had, there are potentials that are real as what you acted out in human form. They exist. They're real. They're no less than what you actually chose to experience in physicality. Those energies are available to you right now. Those energies are desiring to meet you in the present moment.
I actually jumped ahead of this slide, but saying, you know, again, we go back into the past, you open up all the potentials that were never experienced, which are as real as the ones you did experience, and it provides a tremendous reorganization of our whole belief system and what we've experienced. It's amazing. It's a little unsettling because it throws everything out of balance for a while. You do things like show up at the doctor's appointment a day ahead of time and miss radio interviews and everything else. Okay. I actually didn't miss it. I was 20 minutes late because Larry was kind enough to call me and say, they're on the air waiting for you. I'm like, what? I thought it was 2 weeks from that date. I just missed it by 2 weeks.
Well, you know, and I know we didn't pick any slides on this either, but a lot of this is that what we can feel is that Saint Germain, we're all aware of the fact that there is something called new energy out there. They're not defining it for us. It appears that we need to discover it. And it appears that he keeps offering us tools and potentials and ways to start to experience what is the real potential, what is changing with old energy and new energy.
You know, I'm going to add one more thing, not on the slides, but again, as we're out traveling around and talking to people, of course, we're very privileged to be able to work with Shambhara around the world. But then when we're talking to non-spiritual, I know that sounds terrible, but people who aren't involved in the journey the way we are, it's interesting, it's amazing, because I realize how much we're really learning, how leading edge we all are. And it's not saying we're better or worse. We're probably just a little crazier. But some of the stuff, you know, that we consider very, very normal and natural to talk about. I mean, without any gee whiz, it's just, you know.
We take it for granted.
Try talking to somebody else about it and watching the shock or...
Well, we've noticed it even when we do like an introduction to a new group, and if they're not familiar with the material, like I said, we just take the difference in the energy in the room is significant.
Yeah.
Significant.
Significant.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a recap of last month's slides. Three easy slides. Yeah, and yeah, and that next. Whoa.
I'm going to do one little interruption thing because I think it's related to all this new energy thing, and it's a little out of sync, but it'll only take a minute.
Sure.
One of the things that I'm noticing with the new energy that we notice, one of the things that makes the biggest difference to us, and we see it everywhere and is stunning, are the Shambhara Institute teachers.
Yeah.
They are making an amazing difference. They are walking into new places, doing the core material, offering it to people that don't even know who the Crimson Circle is. And these people come up and introduce themselves and tell us that they just took a class with a Shambhara Institute teacher and how life-changing it was for them to have taken a class with a Shambhara Institute teacher. So just even though I know we can't, but there's a listening audience, would this anybody in the live audience that is a certified Shambhara Institute teacher, just stand up for a second if there are a few here so we can acknowledge you.
Wow. Wow.
Thank you. And thank you to all of those that are listening in.
Well, and the amazing thing, not to sidetrack, but there's over 300 teachers right now with almost 500 certificates. Some teachers are multi-certified. And it's pretty amazing that, you know, and I think that is part of the Tobias legacy and part of the Shambhara legacy to have so many people out teaching others. And particularly, there's some just amazing stories we've heard over the years. It's only been a couple years since we started with the certified teachers, but people who come and tell us how their life was changed because of taking SES, for example, and not even from Linda and I, but taking it from a teacher. Aspectology, death, dreamwalker death is really popular. And so it's amazing. It's
birth and
truly
ascension,
a blessing.
All of it. It's amazing.
Okay, let's get on with the slides. October events. As David mentioned, we went to the south of France for a tour. There was about 50 Shambhara, and we just drove all over the south of France. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful location. The first part of the trip, we stayed in, I don't know what you would call it. It wasn't a regular hotel. There's a shot of it in the slides, but it was in the right near the water, the Mediterranean, and it was beautiful. But this is where
you like history, but not geography. Yeah.
No, I know I can see it, but I forget the name. It wasn't called that back then, and that's why I get confused. You know, we called it
good save.
We called it the big water.
Good save. Good save. Good save.
The first area we were at was where the three Marys supposedly came after they left Egypt. Mary Salome, Mary Jacobe, and Mary, who wasn't really Mary, she was Sarah, but they called her Mary. Because Mary is not a name, it's a title.
See? And that's what the churches do.
Ah, see? These are the things you'll learn on our tours. And this is where they came ashore, and several of them stayed right in that area. There was a beautiful and very mystical church right there. It still had their relics, you know, keeping around dead bones.
The food is fabulous, so is the wine. And Jeff adopted a pet river rat.
Oh, the river rat was great. Came by our room every day, and it was amazing.
It was the size of a dog, but it was a rat that was like this big.
It was really friendly, you know, as long as I had food to give it. Other than that, it was great. So anyway, we put together a few slides from the trip. This shows the first part when we were near the Mediterranean, and then later we went over to the area near Montségur, and my French is not so good, so I hate to even try to pronounce it, but this is where the Qatar area. We went up to Montségur, which is, you got to take this really big hike up this steep hill, and it's where...
That's an understatement.
It was the Qatar's last stand. It was also where, at the very end, where there was about 200 remaining that refused to disavow their beliefs, refused to basically tell the church that, you know, it was all, they were just kidding. So they voluntarily walked into the fires, and we literally stood at that spot, which you'll see a slide in here with a group kind of assembled, where they walked into the fire. I mean, the energy there was so intense, I'm even getting the tingles right now.
Saint Germain literally labeled it himself as saying it was an experience of light and dark, and it absolutely was, in new ways and in multiple ways. And I like that when he said light and dark, it, in all definitions of light and dark, not just...
Yeah, and it was actually, that was the theme of the trip, or that's what the channels were about. What the light and the dark really are and aren't. And he gave some historical information. He gave some kind of mind-bending information about Mary Magdalene and Jesus and kind of their history together, what happened after the crucifixion of Yeshua. So it was pretty amazing.
We'll do another South of France tour. Different one, but we'll do another one.
We will. And we had a couple little technical problems with some of the audio recordings, so we're still evaluating whether we're going to release them or not. One of them just didn't record. When the energy is really high, we run into problems. So we're still evaluating that. But anyway, now I'm going to just show some slides, a little music in the background. So sit back and feel into the energy of the 50 Chambre touring around France. We get the lights off.
A soul kick, a soul kick. These good misses a soul kick. An apple, a pear, a plum, or a cherry. Any good thing to make us all merry. Soul kick, a soul kick. These good misses a soul kick. One for Peter, two for Paul, and three for him that made us all.
Soul kick, a soul kick. These good misses a soul kick. An apple, a pear, a plum, or a cherry.
God bless the master of this house. And the mistress also, and all the little children that round your table grow, the cattle in your stable, the dogs at your front door, and all that dwell within your gates will wish you 10 times more. Soul kick, a soul kick, please good misses a soul kick, an apple, a pear, a plum, or a cherry, any good thing to make us all merry. Soul kick, a soul kick, please good misses a soul kick. Two for Paul and three for him that made us all. cellar and see what you can find. If the barrels are not empty, we'll hope that you'll be kind. We'll hope that you'll be kind with your apple and your pear. And we'll come no more a-soling till Christmas time next year. A soul cake, please good missus, a soul cake. An apple, a pear, a plum or a cherry, any good thing to make us all merry. Soul cake, a soul cake, please good missus, a soul cake. One for Peter, two for Paul, three for him that made us all. Streets are very dirty, my shoes are very thin. I have a little pocket to put a penny in. If you haven't got a penny, a halfpenny will do. If you haven't got a halfpenny, God bless you. A soul cake, a soul cake. Please good missus, a soul cake. An apple, a pear, a plum or a cherry. Any good thing to make us all merry. Soul cake, a soul cake.
Yeah, it was really, really special. I think we were together, I want to say like 10 days or something like that. I forgot exactly how many, but touring around on the bus and just seeing amazing historic sites and just having a grand time together with Shambra from all around the world, literally, enjoying a lot of good meals, good wine.
Good wine.
So it was grand time. Anyway. So
and the lavender was beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There were so many fond memories. So from there, Linda and I went off to Rome for our. It was actually our first time in Italy. Obviously, first time in Rome. Then we were doing a 1-day workshop with the Italians, and it was amazing. We didn't really put out a lot of information about it, but yet we had over 130 Italian Shambra show up for this 1 day, which was also the launching of the new Masters in the New Energy book in Italian, if you can read Italian. I have a copy right here. This is Adamus's book, you know, with the normally the red cover with the spades. But the publishers always change the covers for whatever reason.
Well, he has that theme that he does with his.
Yeah. But we were really, really excited. The book is out in Italian now. It's being published in German, a couple other languages. So
Romanian.
So it's really getting out there. So that was fun. Just a couple of shots from the workshop. We actually had a lot of people come in from all over Europe. That's Fred Krenbrill, of course, from Switzerland, sitting up in the front. And just a lot of really great people. It was we had Kathumi came in to do a channel, and then later Adamus doing the walk around. Kathumi kept my eyes closed and stayed in the chair, and Adamus did the walk around. It was translated in Italian, of course, and it was a great translation. But because we ran the audio system through a single source, you can hear the translator over the top of Adamus. So what we're doing is transcribing the channels, and we'll put them out as a PDF. The audio recording's hard to listen to because you got Italian on top of English.
Well, if you want to hear the energy of Adamus's voice and still hear the full Italian, it definitely we will make that available.
Right.
But we want to be perfectly clear that the Italian is clearly dominant because they're both on the same channel. But it's one of the first times that you can really hear the energy of his voice. And if you need the translation, it's very clear.
Anyway, it was a grand day. The Italians are so full of passion and
vibrant
love, and I mean, it was just It was an amazing day.
They're vibrant.
Linda and I had some time to actually do a little sightseeing. We went all over Rome. We went to the Vatican. We went to the Colosseum. And I won't bore you with a lot of tourist stories, but...
You don't want to hear what it was like for me to experience that for the first time.
The Vatican was... St. Peter's Basilica was absolutely amazing.
Stunning.
And I'll make just one little comment. The artwork was beautiful. It's stunning when you think of the scope of it.
It may be the most incredible Renaissance collection anywhere in the world, I'm sure it is.
But, you know, we went in, and of course, I was born and raised Catholic, so, you know, you hear a lot about things, and then you're there. We went through the catacombs underneath and then went into the basilica. And what struck me, in spite of the beauty of the artwork, was this is one of the core, whatever you want to call it, portals or air centers of religions in the world today, and you walk in, and there's no joy. There's enormity and intensity and history and everything else, but there's not a lot of joy. And I had to stop. I actually walked back outside and then walked back in to kind of redo and say, did I miss something?
Yes.
But, you know...
And it was appropriate.
There was a lot of martyrdom and a lot of suffering and a lot of the depictions of this in the artwork, which was really interesting. But I thought, you know, if somebody was going to start a church now, wouldn't you want to have joy as the central element? When you walked in the door to the sacred temple, wouldn't you want that overwhelming feel of love and of honoring and of joy for the human experience? You know, again, if the aliens came down, they went to the Vatican, they go, my God, who would ever want to be on Earth in physical body? They brutalize each other. They torture each other. So it was an experience. It just really still is affecting me, as you could probably tell.
I was naive in that I also expected that it would be, it's stunning. It's just breathtakingly stunning. But if you consider that what I thought the church, what a church means to people. Remember, I'm brought up Catholic. I still have a holy card and a missal and a rosary from when I was 5 years
old.
Glow in the dark rosary.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I've heard the best of it. But I was really stunned that considering what is there, and a huge portion of it is incredibly oversized. It may be oversized, overdone monument to emperors, who I think they call popes.
Popes, right.
I mean, I was just floored that these were supposed to be just, you know, church leaders that were there to love and inspire people. I was just...
Yeah. This, by the way, real quickly, in case you didn't know, this is a shot inside the Colosseum, which by itself is amazing. The rulers at this time, the Caesars, had very interesting kind of psychology. It's like, you know, there was a lot of slaves. People worked hard. They didn't have much. Sounds like now. But what they did, they were really smart, is they would hand out food from time to time, have big parties and lavish parties, hand out food. And then this is the inside of the Colosseum. They'd have free gladiator stuff, you know, or, you know, feeding the Christians the lions or races or fights or whatever. And it kept everybody happy. And there's an expression in Europe, I forgot what it is, but basically give them enough bread and circus. Exactly, bread and circus. Just in case you didn't know, the Colosseum back in the Roman times had a wood floor, and you were seeing the underneath where they kept the gladiators and the animals and everything else, and they'd very theatrical, you know, raise them up on the stage. But I never knew they were performing on a wood floor covered with sand or... blood.
What I will tell you is I completely understood how they created football from seeing this. I did.
I'm still trying to find the connection, because there's no underground in football. It's a grass.
That's what you think.
Anyway, it was phenomenal experience. So
it was
thank you for letting us show you a few of our travel pictures. Let's talk real quickly about November events. Yes. Isn't that a great Pekawa? If you have a snow leopard, I mean, amazing. Wow.
Did you steal that from Mac?
No. I was going through looking at animal pictures in my big animal picture book. Anyway, let's take a quick look. A week from today, Patricia Auberdeen is doing a class on journaling, Gateway to Mastery. Now, most of you know Patricia Auberdeen is a best-selling author of the books Megatrends 2000, Megatrends 2010, other books in the work right now. I mean, she's a pro, big-time worldwide pro. She's actually going to take time out of her busy schedule to be right here at Coal Creek Hall to teach about journaling. Adamus is talking about journaling right now, journaling your dreams, journaling things going on in your life, because it actually helps really ground it, helps you start paying attention to what's really going on, and it actually gets you in your body. What?
That date can't be right.
Really?
No, the 12th can't be right.
What's the date today?
The 7th.
It's the 14th. Okay. It's the 14th. I'm having a date problem these days. I'm just having a calendar problem. It's the Saturday the 14th, 1 week from today, right here in Coal Creek Hall from 1:30? Somewhere. It's on the website and the accurate information. Susie is saying yes, 1:30 to 4:30. Now, you can either join in person, and I believe it's $25. Is that correct? Join in person, or you can join in on the web. We're going to be doing a webcast from here. So if you're interested, you can sign up in the Crimson Circle store next Saturday right here at the hall.
Can you imagine having that opportunity to actually get to hear the idea of journaling and actually get to hear it from an author, somebody that actually knows how to do it and really make it happen? You know, I always threaten to do it, and, you know, I'll do kind of a, you know, sort of a half-hearted attempt, but I'm excited to be able to hear this.
Yeah. So anyway, that's next week. Then coming up next, we're heading off to Berlin for Adamus' New Energy Mystery School. By the way, we've been getting a lot of requests. When are you guys going to do more schools? Our calendar is starting to come out and fill in, but we're going to do quite a few more, including one back here in Colorado. The one in Berlin is sold out. If you're interested in becoming a sexual energies teacher, first of all, you have to have taken SES for your own personal experience.
Class.
But we are doing a teacher training next week right here in Evergreen. It's the 10th through the 13th. If you're interested in going, you need to submit an application. So you need to get that in right away because it starts on Tuesday.
We actually have quite a few people here that are actually going to attend.
Yeah, we're excited
about that.
And then we'll also do SES teacher training when we're in Berlin. It's December 1st through the 4th.
And there's still a few spaces left in Berlin.
Yep. Then starting off the new year, we're going to be going to São Paulo for Adamus' interdimensional workshop. So we're excited about going back, working with Sylvia and the Brazil group down there. And we're coming home for a day and then going to Bogota, Colombia to do the you can't get there from here to there. You really can't.
Not easily.
Unless you take Air Drug Cartel from São Paulo to Bogota, and I'll catch hell for that.
Banana Express.
So we were trying to route our tickets. Like, oh my God, we got to actually come home for a day and then go right back.
It was easy. Just trust us. We did our homework.
Yeah. So we'll be going to Bogota at the end of January for Adamus' interdimensional workshop with the help of Malu and Raisa. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. This will be cool. I get the slide to work. Oh, there it is. A Day with Adamus in Istanbul.
What travel book did you get this from?
I drew that myself last night. This is called the Maiden's Tower or something like that. It's a very well-known historic tourist place.
You don't think that mosque in the back is probably more famous?
No, actually, that's very, very famous. So we're going to see it when we go there. We're going to have a day with Adamus in Istanbul on February 12th. So this will be our first time in Turkey. Looking forward to that experience.
And we're very excited. I've been already starting to hear things from Chambra in Turkey, and we're excited to make our first visit there.
Yeah. And then immediately followed by the Egypt trip, the Chambra Sounds of the Soul Egypt trip, and it is sold out now. I'm so sorry. we mentioned it at last shout, and we had about 20 spaces left, and by
26,
and the next day it sold out. So anyway,
you guys, you snooze, you lose.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that's it for upcoming events. I do have to say we are planning into March. It looks like we're going to be going to. I know we're going to go to Japan and probably Korea. April will be Kelowna, British Columbia. May will be Romania and probably a mystery school in either Copenhagen or Amsterdam.
I thought we were thinking about Malta still.
We are, but that's, yeah.
So this is all in the works.
And I didn't want to put any slides out until we actually have it nailed down.
Thank you. We'd love you for that.
So anyway, now comes to one of my favorite times because I love the slides. But I also love the fact that we are seeing more and more Schomburg creating things, anything. Books and music and workshops and I'm amazed at what we're seeing these days. And it goes with what Adamus is saying. Just do something. Create something. Get that energy going and it's going to affect other parts of your life.
That's the beautiful part.
You know, it's really easy to just sit and do kind of cogitate or contemplate, but we're at a point now of getting those energies moving. So we like to feature each month one or two different projects that Schomburg are doing right here in the launch pad. Our first launch pad today is going to be via Skype.
Very good.
I'm going to trade places with you so I can get over there and call up Jared. Jared, if you're listening, I'm going to call you up right now on Skype. Jared has put out a book called The Big E. It's an e-book, and Big E stands for The Big Energy. And I think I have a copy on the slide, but I have to just bear with me a second. Do you want to tell a joke while I do this?
No.
No, okay. Just bear with me a second. Okay, we're going to go to Skype.
I could have rehearsed a joke. It's not like I just don't want to just blow one and do one that's inappropriate for the audience.
Okay, Alan, there you are. Okay, somebody was messing with this.
Oh, that's Alan. Hi, Alan. Hi. He's starting to Skype Alan. Ooh, everybody can see in your book.
Yeah.
Now you know if you're anybody.
Okay, there's Jerry. Yeah. Okay. And we are calling Jared right now. Jared's out in Southern California. And he's working with Dee Wallace to put together this book.
Is that him?
Hey, Jeff, can you guys see me?
We can hear you, Jared. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm sorry that Linda didn't tell a joke. I was looking forward to hearing that.
I was, too.
Hi, Jared.
Anyway, say hi to Jared Hewitt out in
everybody.
Southern California. Jared. And Jared, I don't want to embarrass you or anything, but what the heck? This is family.
Why not? Go for it.
Yeah. You're in TV, aren't you? TV and you do a lot of voiceover work?
I do a lot of voiceover.
A lot of voiceover. And for what type of things?
And some film, too.
I was the voice of White Castle for 2 years. Right now, I've got some holiday stuff for Toys R Us. I just did a bunch of stuff for The Sims video game that's launching November 17th. Shameless plug. I do Roundtable Pizza right now. I do Toshiba overseas. So I kind of do everything.
Wow, well, commercial voice.
Yeah.
And a little acting, too. Haven't you been in some movies?
I did a movie called The Thirst that's out on DVD. I think it came out about 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. And I've done a couple Lifetime movies. So.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Great. And just out of curiosity, how did you hook up with Crimson Circle and Schomburg?
I believe it was through my friend Segment, who it's been a couple of years ago, but I also sort of, you know, I channel and see things and that whole deal. And I was talking to someone one day and they said, oh, you need to check this out. And so I did. And that's I've been with you guys for quite a while. So
cool. Amazing. Great. Yeah. So you and Dee put out this book. And could you explain a little bit about Dee's background?
Dee is also, you know, obviously she's a great actress. Been in, you know, E.T., Cujo, all the way up to, you know, she was, I just saw an episode of Ghost Whisperer with her that reran a couple weeks ago. So she works all the time, but she's also a spiritual healer. Yeah. She channels. She's just all around a wonderful, you know, energy being person. I love her to death.
And she was going to try to join us today, but she's actually on a cruise. I mean,
somewhere in the middle of the Pacific Ocean right now, and couldn't get the space signals going. So
yeah, and she's actually doing like a spiritual or consciousness cruise. So she's not here in person, but in spirit she is.
Always, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your incredible creation, which, by the way...
Is that your computer feeding back, maybe?
It's just electronics. Yeah.
You can't turn the volume down?
No. Oh. No. This is Skype.
It sounds possessed.
I know. Jared, your picture is coming in really well.
Good. Is the audio okay?
When I'm not talking...
Sorry, Jeff.
So, but the picture is good. You look great.
Thank you, sir.
When we tested this morning, you had your underwear on, and I'm glad you got it.
Jeff, he still does.
TMI. So, a little bit about about the book.
Yeah, well, I think it was, I kind of want to relate it to what you said earlier about, there's no joy in the catacombs, and what Adamus is saying about, going into the past. And a lot of times when we go into our own past, there's no joy in our catacombs. And what we've done is we've taken 120, 125 sort of sayings. As an actor, I sort of, especially in Los Angeles, I sometimes am around some people who they don't have the most pleasant outlook on life. And you hear it in the way they speak. And so Dee and I took about 120, 130 sayings, things like, beggars can't be choosers and smoke happens. I heard Linda say shit happens earlier. So shit happens, and that's just the way it is. And what we did was we took those and we described the energy behind them and what that energy creates in your life and how your thoughts actually show up. But we did it in a really fun way because, to me, you can meditate and you can be serious, and there's a time for being serious, and there's certainly a time for doing all that. But how great is it to move all of that energy and have that experience when you can laugh it out? And so what we tried to do was we tried to, like Linda said earlier, see the lighter side in some of the stuff. And a lot of times it's really you have these big epiphanies and these big aha moments, but we've made it to where you can laugh at yourself and you can really see the humor in the way the energy works and the way the world works.
You guys did a really nice job. I had fun reading what you'd done. It was quite clever and quite laughable and new.
Yeah, thank you very much. That was the other thing. We started off and we had this idea of just sort of, we wanted to bridge the gap between people who are very familiar with, I am God also, and very familiar with how creation and energy works. But we also wanted to include people who, could just pick it up and go, oh, wow, I see where sometimes maybe my negative attitude, I could see where that shows up and that's mirrored back to me and how I create that. And so we started writing a serious book, and about 2 hours into it, we were chuckling and we kind of went, oh, this is really not at all, so it became a very light and a very fun, but a very educational and a very new kind of experience for us.
And I really enjoyed reading the book because there's a lot of wisdom, but it's actually very clever and light. Very, very light and very funny.
We try to have wisdom in the humor so that as you're laughing, you're also learning, but you're not sort of put off or threatened. It's a fun process.
Exactly.
But also educationally.
So it's called The Big E, and where is it available, Jared?
It is available in the Schomburg Shop.
Ah, I
Whoa.
Knew that. It's of course, it's a digital download. And it's about 140 pages. It's a PDF.
It's quite like quite.
Yeah, it's 140 pages. You can put it so you can get it for your Kindle. I know iPhone now has an application for it. Most of the PDF phones, so you take it with you, it's kind of fun. The way I like to use it is, and I'm sure I annoy everybody in the waiting rooms I'm with, but it's literally, I was sitting with a guy the other day, and we were talking about an audition. He said, "Well, that's just the way it is." And I went, "Oh, that's funny. Hold on a second." I pulled it up and I said, "Read that," and it was about. Yeah, that's just the way it is and what that creates. So.
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed it. And the fact that you're right, you can put it on iPods, Kindles, things like that, or still print it out the old-fashioned way.
Exactly, yeah. You can put it on paper and read it the old-fashioned way.
Good. Well, congratulations to you and Dee. And actually, we'd love to see you guys out here in Coke Creek.
I actually had a dream about this.
Oh.
Hang on a second. We lost your signal.
He's cute, isn't he cute? Yes, young, cute, so nice.
And Jared, looks like we lost the signal, but we were just wrapping it up anyway. And I just wanted to say congratulations. It was a great creation. And, I'll see if I can get him back. But I really enjoyed reading the book.
It was fun to read it. You know, you know, these lines you've heard before and you take for granted, and it had a new way to look at them.
It's a digital download on our website. And, Gene, I think the price is, what, $10? $10 is a digital download in the Schomburg Creations area of the store. Unknown error. Okay. All right. Well, Jared, if you...
Big hand for Garrett and...
Jared and Dee.
Jared and Dee.
Okay. So, Jared, I'm sorry we lost you. You're probably back on the webcast now. But anyway, this is,
Thank you, Jared.
And just a real quick shot of – this is a shot of the cover of the book. So, wonderful, brilliant creation available in the Schomburg shop. Okay, let's take a deep breath. And for our next amazing launch pad, let's welcome Ricky Martinez. You go, Ricky. Hi, Ricky. Come on.
Come on. Ricky.
Come on.
Okay.
Here,
come on.
I'll stand here. You stand here. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, so Ricky, I'm so proud that you're up here.
Finally.
I mean, we've known you for years, of course, and you're always helping with things. An amazing help for all of Schomburg. And you did it.
I did it.
You wrote a book.
I wrote a book.
And it got printed.
Yes.
And it got, here, I'll hold that.
Okay. So, I'm the shorter one.
Oh, Linda can hold it. But called... Death by Design. Now, this sounds like an Adamus thing. Designing your own death? Is that what?
No, actually, it's a mystery.
Right.
And the goal was, I was interesting listening to Jared, because to write something that would be kind of fun to read, that people who are Schomburg would enjoy, because I talk about coming up here.
Oh, my God.
And,
is anybody here featured in your book, or did you change the name?
You had a chance.
Yeah, I know. I ask you guys, are you okay with me doing this? So you
really?
Oh, yeah.
No, wait.
Tobias, I talk to Tobias. I ask a question. He answers me.
Ricky?
Yes?
You know how adorable Jeff is and how special he is. And you offered us both the material, and I had a chance to go through it, and I was very clear in describing it to Jeff, but he's a Chandler.
Yeah.
Sometimes he doesn't remember.
I just, I say yes to everything. It's an easier than saying no. I just say yes. Okay, sure. Yeah.
So he is aware of it. It just didn't land anywhere.
Right,
And what I did tell him about it, just so you know, I would like you to tell more of the story, but what I would like to tell you that I enjoyed about what I was able to read in Ricky's book is it was a very interesting book, because it is about a murder. Mm-hmm. And what was interesting was what made it different was it has very, very new energy, Schomburg-type insights into how a murder might occur and what it might be.
Is it a whodunit?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I like that.
A traditional...
Ooh, you get it.
Well, I don't know. So it's kind of a spiritual, metaphysical thriller, murder mystery, whodunit, and
all of the above.
It sounds amazing. Right. Is this the first book you've written?
Yes.
Really?
It is quite interesting character development in it. And the person that is the observer that is solving this mystery is quite interesting.
Yeah, and she lives in Boulder.
Ricky, how long did it take you to write it?
Well, I started it 3 years ago, but I was working full-time, and I had some time off, so I wrote a first draft and then put it aside, and then I wrote a second draft and put it aside, and finally decided this year that it was time. I needed to do it. I had to do it now, so... There it is.
Doesn't it feel great? I mean, to actually
it really does.
Just do it.
Just
and
do it.
And now you're up here on the launch pad. The book looks beautiful.
Yeah.
And
my daughter designed the cover.
Ah.
So I think she's very talented.
And, it's a way of also radiating your yourself, your energy, your yeah. your creation.
Well, I figure it's for Chambra, but it's also for people who don't know anything about anything, and they just right. want to read a mystery. They pick it up and they say, "Who are these strange people?" but it offers a lot of insight, and maybe they'll go to the website
damn cult
and
or
say,
something. Yeah.
"Well,
they're up there
about
in Boulder. It's got to be a
pretty
cult."
Keen observer, definitely.
Yeah,
a keen
there's a part
observer.
In there where they say, "I think this is some weird old cult thing." But
yeah, yeah. they do say that, by the way.
Oh yeah, they've yeah. told me that.
Oh yeah,
kindly.
Kind, really?
Are you referring to
yeah.
our families or outside?
No, anywhere outside, uh-huh. you know. But anyway, we're
Ricky,
gonna.
Ricky, this is big. Congratulations!
It's really big.
I know this
yeah.
was really big for you.
Yes,
to,
I'm very excited.
You were, you know, it's a beautiful. You know, this story had is so involved, and that it was really, it was a big step for you to just take it to that last step.
Yeah.
What was that like to, you know, have you did the first draft and then the second draft and then finally making that step? What made you realize this is it?
I can't really tell you. It's like this was the year. I needed to do it before the end of this year. I think there's something with the energy right now that I knew it was just time for it to be out there.
Yeah.
So.
And you did it.
And I did it.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you're an
inspiration.
How about
a really big hand for Ricky.
Thank you, Ricky.
Thank you so much, Ricky. And people can get your book here today.
Yeah, it's Chiseled.
And otherwise, they can get it at www.booklocker.com.
Yes.
Okay. So appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you,
congratulations.
Ricky.
It, you know, it feels really good to just do it, you know. And I think one of the reasons why Adamus and Tobias have just been saying, just do it, because it gets you out of your head. You know, it's so easy to say, yeah, but how are we going to print it, and how am I going to, and what if somebody doesn't like it? You realize, actually, that stuff doesn't happen. People aren't generally critical. It's actually pretty easy to get it printed, or it's not that difficult, actually, to get a publisher. It just starts happening, and you get out of all those doubts, and you go, this is kind of fun. So again, congratulations. And Jared, if you're back on listening, thank you for being here with us today on Skype. Sorry we got cut off at the end, but we appreciate both of you and your creations. Okay, what's next?
The only you know, Mr. Slide Man. A break?
Oh, Chambra News.
No.
Actually, didn't have much Chambra News this month. So
you didn't?
I just had
two. Oh, because all the headlines hit on Friday?
No. You know, in Chambraland, not a whole lot happened. I mean, not in the news. But one thing that Linda and I and the staff want to really acknowledge.
Oh, please.
You know, last month we talked about this subscriber program, saying you become a Crimson Circle Angel, and become a subscriber, it helps to pay for the webcasts, all the things that Crimson Circle does. And I have to be real blunt about things. In the past, we've talked a little bit about donations, and I really hate that. It reminds me of walking into the Vatican and that whole, and I just really didn't like it. But yet, people were saying, well, how can we help out? And Adamus gave it a little bit of a kickstart a couple months ago when he said, do something. Volunteer, send blessings, send money, whatever it is. But come on, guys, we're all in this together. Don't make just a small portion of the Chambra carry the weight and the responsibility. So we mentioned this last month, rather briefly, I think, and in the newsletter. And it's was such a blessing. I took a look the other day, and we had 300 Chambra from around the world sign up to be part
of
the Chambra Angels. And so the whole staff wants to thank all of you for your support.
For stepping up.
And it wasn't just the financial contributions. It was saying, we're there with you. You know, we're participating with you. Really, really meant a lot.
It was sweet.
So
thank you.
This is our time to say thank you. And to everybody else who has said they would volunteer or sending blessings, you know, guys, we're in this incredible, phenomenal, and sometimes difficult journey together. And to know that we're supporting each other means more than anything. So thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. And just a very quick note, if you didn't know, you know, you can download the text transcripts of the shouds. And I am so amazed that the staff, you know, gets the text transcripts out within now about, 24 hours? Yeah. In other words, they have to get the audio recordings from today. It goes out to New York to Gail Newby, who types it overnight, literally.
In hours, literally.
Yeah, gets back to Gene Tinder's desk by, like, tomorrow morning. Gene edits it. Pardon?
Tonight.
Oh, at night?
Yeah,
Gene
yeah.
gets up in the morning, edits it. Sends it off to Michelle, I believe, who gets it up on the website. All this is done within 24 hours. Amazing.
It's amazing.
John Kaderka gets the, yeah. John Kaderka gets the audio files up on the website within, usually it's, he's got to do a lot of work on them, but usually within a day, day and a half. Working with Michelle, and also they get the video files up. So if you want to watch it, particularly with Adamus walking around now, you can get either the text, the audio, or the video. So I just wanted to mention
that. It's amazing. We're really lucky to have the people we have.
So cool. Awesome. And, of course, the monthly webcast couldn't possibly be done without the help of all the people who come in early. Today we were testing some new equipment, weren't quite happy with it, so we'll have it for next month. But I can tell you the staff works long and hard getting things set up, tearing it down, and working in between. So how about a really big hand for the staff?
And welcome back, Vicki Grotz. I see she's on a camera.
Yeah, Vicki. Hi, Vicki back there.
Hi, Vicki.
Good to see you. So we're going to take a – yeah, isn't that a great shot of the – yeah, that would be a
– That's you if that you get woken up in the middle of the night.
I want to go back to that. That would be a cool pakawa to have. I mean, a big
– Surly bear.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Yeah. Gene, you had one in your back porch the other day, didn't you? Yeah, you saw the tracks anyway, so that's hay that's living in the mountains.
Okay.
We're going to take a 20-minute break and come back for Adamus. Eyes wide
open. Are you ready?